right, folks, we're back for the second half of the show. Still here with Jim Mars, gracious enough to be with us for 2 hours. And in 2 hours, you can't even scratch the surface when you talk about the New World disorder. There's just so much. I mean, they're hitting us from every conceivable angle with every trick up their sleeve. And, you know, we're beyond the point where people can say, oh, there's no conspiracy. What are you talking about? Just open your eyes. You don't even have to dig into a book and do any detailed research anymore. Just look around you. You see the signs of it evident everywhere, painfully obvious. You know, and again, even though there's still a lot of dumbed-down people out there, Jim, isn't it great that you see mainstream media losing huge percentages of their audience in just the past few years?
Well, as well they should. People are beginning to figure out you can't trust anything. I don't know if you caught the recent...
In spite of the Prozac.
Yeah, did you catch the recent program by Bill Moyers on public television? And he actually goes back to these news executives, and they're all kind of admitting that, yeah, we didn't do a very good job of trying to look at the other side when we were given all these lies and spin by the White House about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. You know, and
very interesting.
Yeah, it's incredible. And the one that got me was, I think it was Tim Russert, the CBS White House Washington chief, bureau chief, and he says, "Well, I kept waiting for my telephone to ring, waiting for your telephone to ring. You fool! Are you a reporter or not? You know, you don't wait for the telephone to ring. You go out and find out. You dig and you investigate. You research and you find out what's really going on."
How it works, isn't it? They get their little fax printout sheet there.
Well, they regurgitate the White House press releases and think and call it news. That's just not at all what I learned in Journalism 101.
You know, the truth is these people are groomed from the very beginning to be sleazy, lying little sellouts. But for those that aren't, they've got them groomed, conditioned to just think that this stuff is going to be handed them a silver platter. It's like the population in general. Nobody knows how to grow a garden anymore. You've got to go to the grocery store. They get you dependent, locked in.
That's true. That is very true. And that's why they're not coming up with any alternative fuel
supplies,
because they want you to keep having to go to that pump and pay those ever-increasing prices for petrochemical fuel, even though it's polluting the atmosphere. And
I mean, since 1973, the first fake energy crisis, they were telling us, oh, we got to look to alternative sources. You know, here we are, 4 years later.
Right.
What have they done?
They still haven't got anything.
Still have us dependent on oil, which is right where they want us.
And by the way, I was there and active as a reporter in Texas at the time of that 73-74 so-called oil shortage. And I had just bought some property up here where I now live in this rural county. And in the cities, man, you really had to just kind of, you know, plan to go from one gas station to the next, because long lines had the red flags out if they didn't have any gasoline, had green flags if they did. But come on.
I remember that in 78, I was 12. Whoop, no, everybody knows how old I am.
Oops.
And it was just ridiculous. Yeah, in the hot summer, you would line up from a mile or two down the street.
Right.
Crazy.
But
nonsense.
But I would come out to rural Texas and little bitty old towns, and everybody always had gasoline. And
yeah.
So I said, you know, hey, how come you always have gasoline? They said, well, because we're independent owned station here, and we just go buy from whoever will sell it to us. And if Gulf says we can't sell you anything, we go buy it from Texaco. So then I got to checking and digging, and I find out that down in the Houston Ship Channel, they had tankers of fuel steaming in circles in the Caribbean, because the tank farms down around Houston were just filled to the brim. Any place to put gasoline. So there was not a gasoline shortage. It was just a shortage of distribution. And
storage.
then I find out, I went to some of the local gasoline bulk distribution centers, and I'd see these Texaco trucks pull in, and they'd fill them up, and then here comes a Shell truck. They'd fill them up, and then here comes a Gulf truck, and they're all being filled up out of the same huge tank, okay?
Yeah.
So it's all the same stuff. All that did was jack the price up about double and run all the mom-and-pop independent gas stations out of business.
Yeah, we've got to go to break. Stick with us, folks. When we come back, we'll have Jim Mars, and we got Wesley waiting on the line from Idaho. We'll be right back here on Truth Hurts.
All All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Yeah, we're tired of their foolish games, all right. Welcome back to Truth Earth Radio, folks. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got our guest, Jim Mars. And we have Wesley in Idaho waiting on the line patiently. Wesley, welcome to the show.
Hello, Charles and Jim.
Howdy.
Appreciate your uplifting spirit of your program, Charles.
Did you say your name is Jim?
Jim Mars? No, I'm
Wesley. Oh, I thought you said your name was Jim. Yeah, okay, Wesley, yeah. Okay, man.
I was saying hello to Mr. Mars there.
Okay, sorry, I misunderstood you. What's up?
In searching for illustrations on the evils of democracy, I like to point out that the law was thou shalt not do murder, but they stirred up the multitude and Jesus was crucified.
There you go. Mob action in that mob rule in action.
Yep.
And that's the same crowd, I might add, that 5 days earlier was waving palm branches in the streets and shouting Hosanna to the Lord in the highest. Isn't that interesting?
Right. And I'd like to point out that that was all fomented by the Israelite religious authorities. So they were acting under color of law. They were the authorities, and it was the law.
I think Pat Robertson was there as well. Amen. Oh, disgusting.
I wanted to correct to Charles on the use of the word immunizations and vaccinations. You were using them last week as a synonymous terms. Vaccinations do not offer immunity or immunization. It is vaccinations are an assault.
Right, yeah, that's true. I think most people do that by accident.
I understand, but You know, we get terms and thoughts clouded. We think vaccinations offer immunity because that's what they want us to believe, but
right.
They are an assault on the immune system.
As long as I have diplomatic immunity when I'm out of office.
You can run, but you can't hide. I hear a lot of advertisements for supplements to treat problems on this internet radio, but really it's not getting to the core of the problem. I've been reading the books of Dr. Hal Huggins, a dentist, and he points out that mercury amalgams release continually, and that mercury causes autoimmune diseases. This is what happens. An atom of mercury gets on a cell, and the immune system, the white blood cells, see it as a foreigner and attack it. And
but the government released a report saying that thimerosal is good for us, and that's heavily laden with mercury, so we can trust the government.
Mercury should not be in.
They actually said that it's good for your children.
Yes. But I would appreciate to hear Dr. Hal Huggins on the radio being interviewed, and there's also an organization called DAMS International, which means Dental Amalgam Mercury Syndrome. They have a website, dams.cc, and offer a number of books.
Do you have a contact info for Huggins? If you can send it to truthhurtsradio@aol.com. I've got a couple actual naturopath doctors I'm going to be contacting in the future to have on.
Well, now, this is a dentist, and he's saying that he gets spontaneous remissions by simply removing the mercury amalgams and putting in the modern fillings. Sweden has banned totally mercury amalgams as of January 1st, 2007.
Is that the dentist where the Monsanto representative goes in the dumpster and gets those fillings so they can use them in their medications?
No, I don't think that's the one. But until you get those mercury amalgams removed, you're going to have a constant 24-hour, 7 days a week assault on the immune system. The supplements might help, but it's like bailing.
No, that's true. It's like a time release poison, is what it is. What do you think, Jim? It's been known for thousands of years that mercury is a deadly toxin. You think it's an accident they just happened to put that in your fillings?
No, see, that's the whole thing. This is a very planned operation at the highest level.
Calculated.
Yeah, and they're using, like you said earlier, they're just hitting us with everything. They're spraying their aerosols in the air.
They've got stuff in the food.
I was reading an article recently in a very prestigious science magazine, and they were just pointing out that kids are maturing at earlier ages. Girls.
Oh yeah, the hormones.
And they were just agonizing over, what could be causing this? And I'm going. I just threw the magazine down. I said, "What's wrong with you fools? You put growth hormones in the food." And then you wonder why people mature earlier. Come on. Obvious.
But I just wanted to get that in there. I haven't heard any discussion on the matter, but 90% of the people, I guess, out there have mercury amalgams.
And
they've known this for so many years. I'm looking at a timeline of mercury amalgams. They were invented about 1820, and the dentist back then actually said that you got to be a quack to be putting in this mercury into teeth.
They've got a lot of the dentists just as fooled as the patients. They're really honest.
That's right. That's why, like today, it amazes me. You used to not see drug advertisements on TV, and now about half the ads are for some unpronounceable drug. And these ads are not aimed at the doctors. They're aimed at the population. So they go in and demand that their doctors give them this and that and the other thing. And then all you have to do is listen to their disclaimers. May cause blindness, dizziness, diarrhea, a sudden death. Give me some of that.
Don't you love those things? They just go on and on. They'll glorify it for the first 5 minutes and then... they'll get this guy that can speak a mile a minute. If you've been pregnant the past 6 months, if you pick your nose with your left finger,
right.
You, You know where we get the word Do you know where we get the word pharmacy from?
Yeah, the Greek.
Pharmakia.
Uh-huh. Witchcraft.
Yeah. And it means poison, witchcraft, and sorcery. And that's what it does.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks for listening to me.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like these guys are like the modern witch doctors, aren't they, Tex? Jim, I got too many Marses.
The other Tex.
Yeah,
that's true. In fact, you know, we look back at some of the things that they were doing, say, in the 30s and 40s, and we go, oh, my God, how could they do that? Well, you know, in the future, they're going to look back at us and say, oh, my God, why did those people do such stupid things? And I'll give you another good example. Back in the early 1700s, or late 1600s, the British were having a big problem with their sailors coming down with scurvy, okay? And they kept hunting for this disease, for this bacteria or whatever that caused scurvy. And a British doctor came up and said, well, you know, I've been looking at this, and I think it's a vitamin deficiency. And everybody laughed and hooted him out, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't pay any attention to him. And finally, about 100 years later, they finally got around to where they were stocking their ships with oranges, and the scurvy went away.
They took care of it.
Well,
so, you know, it wasn't until about 1850, actually it was a little after that. It was in 1850 that a doctor finally realized the reason why a lot of babies were dying is because doctors were going from the morgue to the delivery room.
Right.
Were washing their hands. So he theorized there must be something invisible, microscopic, that they're transferring. And he was crazy. I think he got fired, as a matter of fact. You know, this it's no different today.
Well, and I'll tell you one more recent. I remember as a young man, there were all these ads for stomach ulcers. You know, you got ulcers? Take this. And, of course, what they were advertising was generally just soothing chemicals, and it wasn't really a cure. And this Australian doctor finally came up and realized that stomach ulcers could be treated because they were an infection, and they could be treated with antibiotics. And everybody laughed him off. Okay, until after they just, you know, 20 years went by, and they finally figured out, well, you know, that's right. So now if you got really bad stomach ulcers, they just put you on antibiotics, and it clears it up. And you don't even hear much about stomach ulcers.
Kills your immune system, too.
That's true. And that's the problem with antibiotics. Plus, you build up an immunity to them.
Right. So, and you got to get a stronger one and a stronger one, and before you know it, you're...
You're a walking medicine chest.
Yeah, you know... Folks, if it's not the corruption factor, and boy, that's there at the highest levels, not that your doctor is corrupt, but he's, you know, you follow orders and the corruption carries on, but it's also the incompetence factor.
Well, look at what control they have over them. If your individual doctor says, no, I don't think this is the right therapy, and I don't think we ought to be giving this, I think we ought to be giving this natural remedy, then the AMA comes down on him and says that he's not practicing approved methods, and they jerk his license.
All on behalf of the big pharmaceutical companies, of course.
Of course.
Don't tell them about eating healthy, drinking plenty of water, getting plenty of rest, anything like that.
In fact, the AMA was originally founded by some quacks who were trying to just get control over the medical establishment. They did pretty well because the first big study the AMA ever did back in the late 1800s was the fact that there were too many medical schools and was cranking out too many doctors, and therefore they couldn't charge the high prices they wanted to, and so they set about a campaign, and from about the year 1900 up to about 1920, the number of medical schools in the United States dropped from over 400 to about 47.
Well, yeah, it's like the what the NEA has done with education. It's the same thing. All of these big, you know, all created by the same people for the same reason, to sabotage the thing, not to advance it.
Well, and who created the NEA? John D. Rockefeller. And what was he quoted as saying? He was quoted as saying, I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation
Mold
of workers.
The public.
Right. They educate them just enough to where they can operate the machines, and then that's it.
So we can mold the public in our hands.
Yep.
A passive public is the term he used, too. Well, here we are. All right, folks. We'll be back with Jim Marrs after this brief message.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From thimerosal being harmful to your child's development, a recent government study shows it's actually beneficial. Thimerosal, fortified with 8 essential toxins. Try thimerosal today.
All right, guys, we're back on Truth Hurts. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Jim Mars as our guest. We have a caller on the line, Ralph from Oklahoma. Ralph, you there?
Yes, gentlemen. You may have already mentioned that some of the fatal drug administrations... approvals, aspartame for one, and guess who expedited that? We never heard of him anyway, or I haven't.
Rumsfeld
Searle. In
the early
80s, exactly, yeah. And Agent Orange, Vioxx, there's a multitude of that stuff.
You know, it's great if you stir it in with some tap water, you know?
Oh,
instead
yeah.
of just drinking
yeah.
tap water plain.
Well, there's another one right there, tap water, the... fluoridation of that stuff is nothing but toxic waste that they get rid of, and we pay them for it.
Yeah.
You know, it used to cost them...
We always pay for this stuff, yeah.
...a fortune to dispose of that.
Well, see, isn't that a brilliant corporate strategy? You got some waste product, and it's kind of dangerous, and it would be very costly to try to dispose of it. So you put just a little bit in water and have everybody drink it, man,
That's right,
and then
yeah.
and pay you for it. And
good
not bad.
Work
not bad.
Better.
And have you noticed that every year, two or three times, they'll announce some new vaccine for flu or whatever, and here, everybody's got to have this, and everybody runs down, gets their flu shots, and then they come out and say, oh, there's something wasn't right, quite right with that. Never mind about that one. You're going to have to get the new improved one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my family actually went through just exactly what you're describing.
Yep.
I didn't. I won't take that stuff. They already poisoned me. I've got MS that came about through their vaccinations. During Vietnam time, they doubled up, claimed they lost the records weren't correct, and I had a series of the whole shot orientation 3 days apart. So now I've been vaccinated 4 to 6 times for smallpox, and I think that's got a lot to do, along with Agent Orange, of why I've got what I've got.
Yeah,
but they don't want to address that.
Nope, because then that might make them liable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Bye. You know, along with that, I thought it was really interesting. We right after the first Gulf War, and all of the soldiers were coming down sick, and everybody started talking about this Gulf War syndrome, and the government, of course, denied that anything was going on. Now it's accepted that there was a Gulf War syndrome, and it's probably a combination of things. It was the vaccinations plus the depleted uranium they were exposed to. But what I found really interesting was that there was a French unit in Kuwait over there during the first Gulf War, and they refused to take the American inoculations and vaccinations, and none of them ever reported having Gulf War syndrome. Isn't that interesting? Anybody there? Hello? Charles? Well, okay.
Hey guys, had a little technical difficulty there. Somehow I got cut off. I knew that was bound to happen sooner or later. Skype does act up on occasion. I knew it was going to happen. Anyway, we are back, or I'm back anyways. Jim, I hope you're still there.
I'm still hanging in here. You just got to learn how to punch those buttons better.
I tell you. Anyway, I didn't realize I could call back, and I was expecting to get a call back myself. Next time I'll just call in. Anyway, we had, who was that we just had? Did he cut off?
Yeah, he's, I think.
Is that Ralph? Okay, because I see we've got John from Oregon. You there, John?
Yes, Jim.
Yeah.
It's a real honor to speak to you, Jim. I really appreciate having the opportunity to speak to you here. I have two questions, basically. First of all, what do you think of a Cynthia McKinney Ron Paul ticket? How would that sit with you?
I think that'd be great. You know, it's for example, right now, if you think about it, thanks to some TV shows and all the mass media, we're being conditioned to accept the idea of a woman president, and I personally have no problem with that. I think it's probably overdue for a female president, but the problem is not Hillary Clinton, right?
Or my ex-wife. We got a break, guys. Stay with us, John. You can pick up after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Folks, we're back, and I got cut off twice during the break. This is getting really strange. And what I don't understand, Jim, is we're not talking about Zionism today. What's up with that?
Oh, we're talking about medicine. That's even more. I mean, you know, you can't talk about that. Somebody might quit buying all those dangerous pharmaceuticals.
Maybe Eli Lilly owns Skype or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, of course, that's how they control the mass media, because I think I saw a thing not long back to where the biggest advertising dollars the channels, networks, is coming in from the pharmaceutical businesses. So do you really think they're going to bite the hand that feeds them?
Oh, sure. It's huge. Major, major industry. And, you know, not only are their costs just absolutely outrageous, we pay six times more on average in this country for medication than any other country in the world. But, I mean, this stuff you wouldn't even want to feed to your dog, never mind your dog, your worst enemy.
Right.
It's garbage. I mean, you know, most of it. I got to watch what you say, because then people will say, oh, you know.
Well, that's
really helping me.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, well, you know, but then Dumbo's feather helped him to fly, you know. There are a lot of things.
You can argue that beer helps you, too.
Well, you know, placebos work, too. And the thing is, that's the key thing here, is that everybody is an individual, and they react to various things medicinally and food and allergies and everything else differently. And the idea that they've got one pill that'll take care of everybody is nonsense just on the face of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I tell you, we could do just a whole show on this. In fact, we've done probably half the show on this.
This is something that I don't usually get into, but the man that called in about the mercury anagrams, I'm well aware of all that stuff.
Yeah.
And this is the key thing. I advise everybody to listen to all sides, okay? Because a big pharmaceutical house says, hey, this drug is good for you, doesn't mean it's bad. And just because some alternative media tells you this is bad doesn't mean it's good. Right. You have to study all these things out, and you have to start thinking for yourself. And I realize that's a real problem, and it hurts, and, you know. But,
well, you know, they think that these experts know what's best for them. Any bozo, let's face it, can go to school and get a degree. Look at George.
Well, I'll give you one better than that. In my years of covering court trials, okay, what I came to realize was that if you have enough money, you can go find an expert to testify to just about anything you want to testify to.
With a PhD.
Just because somebody has a bunch of credentials, if they're being paid, they'll say whatever whoever's paying them wants them to say. And especially when you get to the level of what we're talking about, like the giant pharmaceutical companies, which have total control over the FDA and other government regulatory agencies, and they can spin their studies, and let's say some big pharmaceutical company puts up grant money to a university to study some drug. The guy who's doing the study, the professor, the doctor, do you really think he's going to, there's a great temptation there just to give them what they want. Plus they can channel, you know, tell us if this drug will do this, okay? And so he studies it and he finds out, yes, it will do this. So then they ballyhoo it and say, this is experts, it's been tested at the big university and perfectly safe, it does this. But what they're not saying is that they did not ask him, nor did they allow him, nor did they report on the side effects of this drug, okay? So, you see, it's really pretty easy to manipulate things, particularly if you're in a position of power and money.
Yeah, money, the bottom line. That's what
money is. Money's what it's all about.
Yep.
If it wasn't about money, we'd be fighting in North Korea instead of Iraq. But North Korea ain't got any oil.
Yeah, exactly.
But they do have a nuclear bomb, which they set off and then have threatened us publicly with it, okay? But you don't hear much about North Korea.
Bribe them with some trade deal.
And one of the reasons you don't is, if you'll read my book, The Terror Conspiracy, page 186, you'll find that it was George W. Bush who released all the millions of dollars to North Korea over the objections of other countries to build their nuclear program. And
yeah.
These other countries are saying, yeah, but they're not allowing inspectors in. How we know they're not going to make, enriched plutonium to make a bomb, which it turns out they did. And Bush said, no, this is in the best interest of the United States. Hey, give me a break.
Unless they have oil, then we'll take an interest.
Yeah.
Hey, I forgot. I think we still have John from Oregon on the line. You still there, John?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. Did you want to finish? Did you have another comment, or...?
I did have a quick comment, and I totally support what you guys are saying. I do believe that the pharmaceutical companies are corrupt and in it for a bulk buck, ultimately, and really don't care about our health. Besides, if they create any additional health problems by the usage of unresearched drugs that aren't really safe for us, well, then they can just prescribe us some more drugs to fix that. So.
Exactly.
But I did have a personal question, and on that note, I do support the usage of medical marijuana for that reason. But I do have a personal question to ask you, if that's okay. And like I said, it's such an honor to speak with you. So I was curious. Look back at the day when you first discovered truth and reality and how deceived we truly are as a people and as a nation and as a race of human beings. Can you describe for me how difficult it might have been when you first discovered the truth of reality and how, if you had any personal difficulty dealing with it psychologically? Mm. And that's all the questions I have.
Well, that's a very good question. Unfortunately, I can't give you a moment of epiphany. In my personal case, I was educated with a degree in journalism back in the early 60s when this was still the Republic, and I was taught to look behind the headlines, look behind the public pronouncements, dig, investigate, find out what's really going on, try to find truth as best as I could, and present it to the public. And so from that point on, it's been a slow evolutionary process. Of course, I got onto the Kennedy assassination early on. In fact, back in the early 70s, the newspaper I worked for, I had an article published, and it appeared on the front page, and it said that, they were talking about creating a investigation. And I said, if they really do their homework and look at the facts, they'll find that there was a coup d'etat in this country in 1963. And, of course, everything that's come out since that time has only substantiated that conclusion. But I still, I was the product of the 50s, the 60s, the post-World War II. We were the good guys. We were the heroes of the world. We had stopped fascism and, all
bringing
like
freedom
that.
And democracy.
Oh, yeah. And so, I was still very much part of that. I guess my real turning point came because in studying the Kennedy assassination, it was obvious that there had been some destruction of evidence and suppression of evidence and even fabrication of evidence at the level of the federal government. But I was still thinking in terms of maybe low-level rogue elements, loose cannons. But then I guess it came in the fall of 1972 when James McCord, one of the Watergate burglars that had been caught, finally admitted that he was working for the committee to reelect the president. And, of course, the president, Nixon, at that time had been saying he didn't know anything about it, didn't have anything to do with it. And right then I realized that the president of the United States of America, the leader of the free world, could and would lie to us, okay? So that was pretty much an awakening.
Been going on for decades.
Exactly. And once I realized that the official story could be total lies, then every time there was an official pronouncement, whether it was about light at the end of the tunnel in Vietnam or whether it was about, the FBI connection to Sarah Jane Moore, who tried to assassinate Ford, to all the way up to Hinckley.
Hey, Jim, do you think they ever told us the truth about anything?
No. In fact, I'm more and more am coming to side with the fellow who said that I don't believe anything's true until the government denies it.
Yeah, right. There you go. Serious.
I mean, and I think that's a sad commentary. I really don't like to be saying that. I would like to think that I really was still living in the good old U.S. of A. and that we're the bedrock of freedom and democracy, but it just ain't so.
It's a fantasy. It's a fairy tale. John, are you still there, by the way? I think he dropped off. I meant to thank him for calling.
Yeah, thank you, John. That was kind of a penetrating question and caused me to go back.
Yeah.
And I'll add to this, too, that all through the years, I keep second-guessing myself. I keep going, now, look, Mars, are you just paranoid? You just dreaming stuff up? Have you got these conspiracy theories that you're trying to push? And so I stop, I take stock, and I go back, and I look at the evidence, and I look at what people have said, and I look at what's happened. And no, it's really there. There are conspiracies, and they are working against the best interests of the people of the United States. And it's been going on for a long time.
Yep, sure has. And nothing's there to indicate it's going to stop or even slow down. And they're picking up momentum. As a matter of fact, that's the other point I wanted to bring up. Isn't it astonishing? You know, I look at the news headlines today, and I see in a day what used to happen in like 6 months.
Right.
It's unbelievable. Sometimes in one day, I will see like 20 stories that are just major thrusts forward toward this sleazy goal of a new world order. Again, before it would take, you know, years to see some of this stuff happen.
That's right. And you can see, if you've lived long enough, you can see how they've taken steps to curtail truth. I think one of the major reasons that caused the Vietnam War to come to an end was the fact that the news networks every night was covering the war, and they had camera teams over there. And every night, right in our living room, we were seeing American boys shot up and dismembered and carried off the field and everything else. And people finally said, this is horrendous, and why? And so that really brought about a reversion of public opinion. And, well, they learned their lesson, okay? They learned the lesson. Today, you know, you rarely see stuff about Iraq as far as the fighting goes on the news, and when you do, it's just tanks rolling through the desert or guys patrolling down streets. You know, you don't really see the ongoing toll that it's taking. And if you remember, there was even a big controversy over the fact that early on they weren't even allowing people to take pictures of the flag Drake coffins coming back. And they said, well, right, we don't want to dishonor the dead. What do you mean dishonor the dead?
Oh.
I mean, come on, you know, a flag-draped coffin? No, what they didn't want was people to start counting up those coffins and realize
sure
what the heck we're doing there.
And that count is much higher than what they're giving us.
Exactly, and I saw a story the other day where the military now is trying to crack down on bloggers, okay, that are military
yeah
personnel or even ex-military. And their rationale is, well, we don't want to give information to the enemy. Give me a break. Come on. The real
they're
reason
also
is they don't want people to find out what's really happening over there.
And they're blocking their access to certain news sites, too.
Yeah. And this is all just cycled around again, going back to Vietnam, you know. We were bombing and invading Cambodia secretly, and we weren't, the public, American public wasn't supposed to know about that. And so they were cracking down on people trying to report on that, saying we don't want to give aid and come to the enemy. And even then, I thought, wait a minute, the Cambodians know they're being bombed. You know, we're not giving aid and come to the enemy. They don't want to tell the public here what's really going on. And that's the same thing. And it's just, it's really horrendous. And it's really time for the people to take this country back. And we have the mechanism, we have the votes, we have elected representatives. I think step one would be to vote everybody in Congress out of office.
And absolutely.
Then just, clean
house.
And then look around and find somebody that doesn't have any money, doesn't have any vested interest, put them up there, and then watch them like a hawk. And if they start acting in accordance with the Constitution and in the best interests of the public, then vote them back into office. And if they don't, then vote them out and put somebody else in there. But this whole thing about you just got to pull that Democrat lever or that Republican lever, I mean, that's ridiculous. Look where it's gotten us.
We've gone way beyond the point now where we can even consider playing this game anymore. They've set the stage, set the rules. It's all rigged. We need to stop playing their game.
That's right.
The candidates. If a candidate is supported by mainstream media and given attention, those are the ones you need to ignore.
Yeah, forget them. And that's why I tell you what, right now, the only candidate on the horizon that seems to me to be worth his salt is Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Thank God, another Texan. Okay?
Yeah.
But you hadn't watched. Just keep your eye on Ron Paul, and you'll see that you barely hear about him. He drops off. They won't allow him in the presidential debate. You know, or if they do, they'll start hammering on him on some trumped up deal, you know, like Howard Scream or, you know, some deal like that.
Yeah, they're desperately trying to find something.
And like you said, you take the ones that you see and hear all the time in the major media, vote against them. You know, those are not the ones you want in there. In fact, I think it's this basic. Anybody who really wants to get into office is the person that you need to vote against. The whole idea was that we were supposed to be electing citizen politicians who have successfully proven themselves in their local community as businessmen or as civic leaders or whatever, and you put them up into Congress for a term, maybe two terms, and then they come back and return to their civilian life. But no, we have now spawned generations of professional politicians who make their whole livelihood, their whole life, is making money in Washington, D.C., and the way you do that is by kowtowing to the special interest.
Yeah.
Those are the very people we don't need in office.
If there was any legitimacy to this system, they would make public, they would publicize all of the candidates' business ties, who they accept contributions from, you know, what lobbyist groups they're tied in with. No, you never hear any of that.
No.
But the truth is, all the big runner-ups are in bed with IPAC.
Exactly. Exactly.
The biggest corrupting force in Washington,
and
the number one.
And then
I'm going to get cut off from Skype any minute.
Watch. And then you don't even learn about that until after they're in office.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really bad.
What a scam. Folks, we'll be right back with one more segment with Jim Meyer. Stick with us.
Employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back for the last 5 or 6 minutes or so with Jim Meyers here on Truth Hurts Radio, your host Charlie Giuliani. So, Jim, looking to the future here, doesn't look too bright, but what do you see? It looks like they're backing away, at least for now, on the Iran thing. I actually read an article the other day, they're saying now They're looking at the fall. There could be a confrontation with Iran in the fall for some reason. They're putting that on the back burner. I think they realize they tried to have a trick in the book and it's not working.
Well, that's true. Plus, they're almost at the tipping point now. I think if we started launching a war of aggression, because that's what it'd be, Iran hadn't done anything to us, against Iran, even if it's just a bombing attack, I think that that would trigger tip over a lot of people who are kind of on the fence, and I think they would lose what little support they have left. The future doesn't look real bright. It's going to be a struggle, and we all have to keep sharp and on our toes. But I do see, I think ultimately, maybe I'm idealistic, but I really think that truth and goodness will win out in the end. But we just have to get through this dark period, and it's going to get pretty hairy next year, election year, because what I think is that the Democrats are going to come up with Hillary Clinton or a John Edwards or someone who they say, and they're going to try to ride the backlash. And in fact, between now and then, you're going to see more and more coming out on the dirt on the Bush administration, which even long before now, university professors and history professors have taken a pretty objective look at it, and they're already saying that the Bush administration will go down in history as probably the worst administration in American
history. Oh, it is.
and that's really saying something, because we've Lyndon Johnson, U.S. Grant, we've had some pretty poor administrations. And so
I'll take Nixon.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take him over this guy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He had the decency when he was caught to step down.
Exactly. And, it's really amazing. So you're going to see more and more stuff coming out, and slowly even the more diehard neocons will start kind of coming to their senses. But then the danger lies in that they will react by voting Democratic, and then the Democrats get in, and everybody go, okay, whew, wow, we got saved from that terrible Republican administration, and they'll go back to sleep, and they won't realize that all of the tyrannical legislation, the Patriot Act and Homeland Security and all the Military Commissions Act, for God's sakes, which did away with writ of habeas corpus, all that stuff will still be in place. And so we're not out of the woods yet. Unless there's a real house cleaning in Washington, things are going to muddle along pretty much the same for a while.
Again, it's encouraging people are waking up, but my goodness, they needed to have woken up a long time ago. They're dug in so deep. And I'm not saying it can't be turned around. It can. Of course it can. But why have they dug in?
I'm particularly griped because going back prior to the invasion of Iraq, I took a long, hard look at it, tried to get objective about it, and I paid attention to Hans Blix, the United Nations weapons inspector, who said they don't have any weapons of mass destruction. The International Atomic Energy Agency said they don't have any weapons of mass destruction. And if you don't want to believe those folks, then our own weapons inspector, Scott Ritter, said they don't have any weapons of mass destruction.
It's
and
interesting.
I was telling everybody, I said, we do not need to invade Iraq. I said, that's going to end badly. Don't do it. And, of course, we did. And now everybody's grappling with it. And the mass media, they tell you, oh, we're all considering, do we add more people? Do we put a cutoff date, yada, yada? And they never will go back and say, gee, folks, we were flummoxed to begin with.
Right. That, from the start, it was a scam. Anyway, thanks a lot, Jim Morris, for joining us. Hopefully we can have you on again sometime.
Thank you. Good luck to everybody. Study, read, think for yourself.
Absolutely. Take care, folks. We'll see you tomorrow with Mr. Phelps, the author of Vatican Assassins. We'll see you tomorrow.
With recent internet.